good evening and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I am under the covers, back under the covers of the bed to see if I can improve the audio with my dulcet tones reverberating around, well, not reverberating around, basically. I think that's the entire point, isn't it? Because you've got a blanket over you, you sound intimate and close and no reverb. Which is weird because you don't really get reverb, you don't get reverb-free places in life. So I guess it simulates chatting to somebody close up. Fuck knows. Anyway, the long and the short of it is it's about 10:30 and no, it's 11 o'clock now. Great, on a Saturday morning because I forgot to do the pod and I'm a big piece of shit because I've now lay in. Though I was up for a period of time, then I went back to bed. What is it about lying in bed that makes you feel like a complete piece of shit? It's the same kind of feeling that you get after you've eaten a bag of chips. And I mean chips as in made out of potato and cooked and fried. Not crisps is what I'm trying to say. But you also feel like a piece of shit after eating a lot of crisps. Oh man, I could do some crisps now. I am hankering for them. But on that line of feeling like a piece of shit, I have to go for my run today. I am doing the Couch to 5K and it is week two. It's a bit tougher than it was before, but I guess that's the idea. The gym I can do fine, but running is a challenge. I find running very much a challenge. And also I find it kind of boring. So I might have to get myself something good to listen to on the old podcast app and go from there. You know, after I did that podcast yesterday about fuck Bill Gates, I immediately got an advert from Forbes or something like that, or Business Insider, on my Facebook talking about what Bill Gates' opinions are on how we're going to treat the pandemic going forward. And I was like, sneaky motherfuckers. Just because I've written Bill Gates as a title in my phone, or because I've said the word Bill Gates lots, this fucking thing pops up. They're all over you about how you fucking think and act, just straight away. And also, I saw that article, I didn't read it, but I was like, why is Bill Gates talking to people about how the pandemic should be treated going forward? I repeat, not a doctor. Anyway, never mind. Forget about that. The other thing I've got to do today is lots of purchasing of things. Got to see if I can buy my wife a birthday present. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing theme because basically I'm struggling here. Really struggling. I wanted to get something nice. But what are you like at buying presents? I'm terrible at buying presents. Just like absolutely terrible. And everything is always about buying something at the last minute, of course. Because that's the way my brain works. Adult ADHD, mate. Again, look at the podcast I did on the fact that I almost definitely have ADHD. What are you going to do? And also, I forgot about this, but I'm meant to be buying a house weapon. I think all good, discerning gentlemen should have a house weapon. But it's just about what house weapon to get. And I've had a look through some websites, and essentially I need a short-ish baseball bat because a big baseball bat is too big to swing about in most rooms. So I need something a bit shorter than that. But I think even better than that is you can get a nightstick. You know those kind of little L-shaped sticks that American police use? You can get one of those. And I think a nightstick has more grip on it and is a little bit more movable. And it's a tiniest bit more intimidating, isn't it? I'm not intimidating at all. So when I come down the stairs with a weapon in my hand, and I mean like, you know, a self-defense weapon, it needs to look something. It needs to immediately have like something which says this is going to hurt you. A baseball bat doesn't necessarily say this is going to hurt you. It might say this has been lying around the house because, you know, we use it as a sports weapon. But we use it as a sports tool. We use it as sports, you know. That's the same reason why I was going to get a rounder's bat. And then I thought, no. But a nightstick says this is only to smash you up. So I might get that. But this is all kind of by the by, because I think if anyone broke into my house, I wouldn't run downstairs with a nightstick and start swinging and smashing them with it. I think I would I'd be very scared. There was a bit of footage a while back about a guy with three masked blokes broke into his house, and immediately, unarmed, he rushed up to them, and he fought with such fury. You can look it up. I think it's in the Mirror or something. Three masked guys break into a guy's house in Britain, in Manchester, I think it is. And he just punches them all out. And they just can't take the melee of assault. And so they all leave. And he was like, oh, my baby and my wife are upstairs. And I knew I had to do something. Now, all respect for being that brave. I hope in the same situation I am. But I like to think my cowardice is also the cowardice of other people. And the majority of us perhaps would just stand there dumbfounded for a minute and say something like, what were you doing here? But, you know, fingers crossed, if the awful time comes where someone breaks into your house, you smash them up immediately. But I'm not a big guy, so I do need something which looks intimidating. So I think a nightstick is the way. Right, that'll do for now. If you have got enjoyment out of this pod, share it about, or you could even ask a question on the old Anchor app, if you could be bothered to download that. But details in the description. See you later, motherfuckers!